Three students are discussing managing group projects at university.
I've been dreading this group project. Last time, I ended up doing most of the work because no one else contributed. I really don't want a repeat of that. I just don't know how to make sure everyone pulls their weight.
I know what you mean, Mia. Group projects can be such a headache. I think the key is to set clear roles and deadlines from the start. When we all know what's expected, it's easier to hold each other accountable. What about using shared documents to track progress?
That's a good idea, Liam. But even with clear roles, people still sometimes drop the ball. I think having regular check-ins could help, like short weekly meetings to discuss where everyone's at. It keeps the communication going and avoids last-minute chaos.
I like that. Maybe we could also divide the work based on people's strengths. If someone's good at research, they can focus on that. And someone else who's good at presenting can handle that part. That way, everyone's more likely to do their bit.
Yeah, playing to strengths makes sense. And I think we should agree upfront on what to do if someone isn't contributing. Like, talk to them first, but if it doesn't change, let the professor know. That way it doesn't feel like we're stuck covering for them.
Agreed. I've also seen groups use project management apps like Trello or Asana. They're great for keeping tasks organized and sending reminders. It's a bit more formal, but it might help avoid misunderstandings.
True, and it's probably worth the effort. I just want this project to be less stressful than the last one. Maybe we should suggest these ideas to our group at the first meeting.
Definitely. If we all stay on the same page and use these strategies, it should make the project run a lot smoother.
I'm in. Let's make this one a success, and not another group project horror story.